The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this podcast, where we dive into the world of business, entrepreneurship, and everything in between. I'm your host, Victoria, and today I have an incredible guest joining us. If you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, or even just someone with a passion for financial literacy, you're going to want to stick around for this one. My guest today is one of the founder of a trailblazing company that's making waves in the world of finance and business growth. John Hughes and his co-founder have dedicated their career to helping entrepreneurs and business people around the globe master the art of financial literacy. In a world where raising investment can often feel like navigating a complex maze, my guest is here to light the way. With years of experience and a passion for empowering others, he's on a mission to demystify finance and give entrepreneurs the tools they need to succeed. I've prepared a series of questions in advance for John, designed to guide us through his wealth of knowledge in a structured and chronological way. This will help us get the most out of our conversation, from understanding the basics of financial literacy to mastering the art of attracting investors and securing financing. John, it's great to have you here. Please tell our listeners more about yourself and your business.
Firstly, I'd like to thank Victoria for asking me to guest on her podcast and share our story. I'm John Hughes and I live in the borders of Scotland. And with my co-founder, Sandy Nish from Aberdeenshire, and myself, we set out to dispel financial illiteracy we observed in the Scottish teaching institutions and invented a three-year financial forecaster to that purpose, to that end. Some of the questions we often get asked are, firstly, how does Pacioli Forecasting, that's the name of our business, impact business planning and entrepreneurship? Well, when drafting a forecast, it forces you to speak to customers and suppliers and gather information to feed into your business plan. I observed that companies I was working with in Edinburgh didn't know how to get their forecast started to apply for grants and various other sources of funding because they didn't have the information to hand. So you can record your financial assumptions section in your business plan if you've prepared your forecast. It forces you to gather that information. Too many entrepreneurs hold back from the market and then don't know what forecast to set down. The business plan and the forecast work in tandem. One begets the other. And you can alter them as more information comes in. The second question is, what's the impact of poor business cash flow forecasting? Well, firstly, if you get that wrong, you'll go bust. Secondly, you will source loans, grants, investment at the wrong time. Our forecaster can allow you to move those around based on information that comes in and your asset purchasing strategy. Thirdly, you will struggle when challenged on your cash flow projections, profit and loss and balance sheet if you haven't done the financials yourself. If you've done them yourself, you've played with them, you've internalized them, and you can answer the hard questions when they come. The third question we get asked is, how can Pacioli Forecasting assist in getting funded? Well, firstly, the entrepreneur shows competence because they've done their own forecast. They haven't abdicated that to somebody else in the team or even further away to their own accountant. So they're presenting, they should have understanding of their own business finances. The entrepreneur can explain their valuation using our EBITDA calculator and argue for a fair evaluation and also demonstrate that they understand how that method of valuing their business works. It gives the entrepreneur confidence and understanding of their own finances. It helps them to answer the tough questions, which are almost certainly going to be put to them to test them. In short, we observed the downside of the investee or student or non-student investee from not having their own forecaster. And we saw the big upside if they had their own self-teaching forecaster.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. With Ramp, you get full visibility into your company's spending and control who spends what with each vendor. Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts instantly to save your team valuable time. Ramp automates data entry and routine tasks with automated approvals, expense categorization and bill payments, time-consuming tasks, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. Get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fourth question we get asked is, and I like answering this one, is who was Luca Pacioli and what did he do? Well, I was researching double entry bookkeeping, trying to understand why people generally find this quite difficult, even people who've trained in accountancy. And I found his name. I'd never heard of him before. And I was actually amazed to see the impact that he'd had on world economics. Firstly, he was a late 15th century mathematician and regarded in many circles, accounting circles especially, as the greatest accountant who ever lived. He was a great teacher, a man of his time, you'd say ahead of his time, but certainly a man of his own time, putting his students at the centre of his teaching, pedagogical style, I think is the term, and he invented tools to achieve this. For example, one of them was double entry bookkeeping. He wrote the system down and his students could take that away. He was a good friend of Leonardo da Vinci, who took math tuition from him and actually advised others to seek out his good friend Luca, as he said in his notebooks, for maths advice. He was a Franciscan friar who taught in the new technical schools of his day. He received credit for transforming the Venetian merchants' enterprises and thereby the economy of northern Italy. This was the centre of world trade at that time because of the geography of Venice with the canals and so on, and the front onto the sea. His students took that back into their companies. His double entry system is claimed to have promoted capitalism and wealth creation, no mean claim. Why is Luca Pacioli relevant to our business? Well, firstly, he invented the tool double entry bookkeeping to help him teach. So I think that's an important point. If you're wanting to get a message across and you need something to do that, then develop a tool. And he developed many tools, but the most famous one is double entry bookkeeping. And that was his legacy. Our tool is a self-learning forecaster and not a bookkeeping system. So bookkeeping is historical, it's the past, essential, of course, in existing businesses. Forecasting is the future for a fledgling business. It's looking to predict income, revenue, margins, etc., sales units and so on. And we've done likewise, as Pacioli did, so that we can give our forecaster to pupils, students, entrepreneurs, and business people. And Sandy and I undoubtedly take inspiration from his teaching style and inventiveness in creating tools to support his teaching. What life work experience caused us to develop the financial forecaster idea? Well, this is a good question because we learnt from our work what the situation was. We observed through research that we didn't initially set out to do, but we just observed that there were high levels of financial illiteracy, and we noticed the negative impact of that. So myself and another friend in 2008, via the Edinburgh Chamber of Commerce, created a workshop called The Road to Investment to better prepare delegates for investment pitches and other sources of finance. It was successful, and it caused the birth of the 60-member Apollo Informal Investments Syndicate, the Edinburgh Angel Syndicate, which I'm a member of. But it could have been many times more successful, with more investment deals and fairer valuations and more finance raised. We observed low levels of financial literacy in the 300 delegates over the 10 years, 300 plus. They were a good sample in Scotland of student and non-student entrepreneurs. The other life experience that caused us to develop the financial forecaster was our work through the Edinburgh Gateway, which was part of a national organisation that any young business or existing business could source into for advice on funding and business advice. I taught at the Edinburgh University Entrepreneur Hub, where an old friend of mine had taken over the management of that. And I was asked to create a workshop called Understanding Your Own Business Finances. So I was able to work with the Summer Accelerator programs. I demonstrated my points in teaching using an Excel file that Sandy had written. He and I had worked on the design and so on, but he wrote all the formula. And it went down very well, and to the point where we were asked to make that Excel forecaster available. But that was our intellectual property. So we couldn't do that just by just simply handing over it. Another competition that Sandy was involved with was a YES competition, National Scotland competition through all the universities, and he did some coaching advice to young businesses on that. We observed, again, just by being there and doing this work, that no individual or organisation had their own self-teaching three-year comprehensive forecaster, and still don't. If these organisations I've mentioned had their own forecaster, then that would have been there. We would have seen it, and it would have been used. Next question: what impact will our business have on commerce in, say, Scotland? Well, by giving the students and entrepreneurs their own financial forecaster, a whole generation will dispel financial illiteracy and bring this into the workplace and their businesses from the Scottish schools, colleges and universities. The collective effect, both immediate and long term, will transform the Scottish economy and beyond. If Pacioli could do this in his region of Northern Italy, which he undoubtedly did, because his impact went way beyond that and into centuries after that, then it's a reasonable ambition for Sandy and myself to think that we could help transform the Scottish economy by giving people better financial literacy levels from school, from say 11-year-old or even before, right through colleges and universities. The kind of businesses that would benefit from our company and our product, the forecaster, are SME, small to medium enterprises, the trades, the sort of people that Pacioli was teaching, agricultural diversification projects, student entrepreneurs in the many spin-out hubs and universities today. They are the bright young innovators of today, and they must not be compromised in their quest to raise finance because of the lack of a good self-teaching financial forecaster complete with valuation feature. We can provide that for them. You could say if they these groups of people get their own forecaster in their hand to play with, that's their own product, their own tool, and practice and learn it and get and become competent with it, in one leap Jack is free. So I'll stop there, and thank you very much, Victoria, for having me on your show.
John, your expertise and passion for helping entrepreneurs and business people achieve financial literacy and secure the investment they need to grow are truly commendable. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and practical advice with us. I hope all our listeners are walking away with a better understanding of financial literacy and the steps they can take to make their business more attractive to investors. Remember, mastering your finances is key to unlocking the full potential of your business.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.